Welcome back. We were just talking about the Guaranteed Buy program that I offer on my listings that attracts more buyers, about 5% more buyers to my properties than what other agents attract because of that specific tool. If you missed it, go back and listen at ericstewartgroup.com to the show anytime. Before that, we talked about the Quiet Listing tool. Again, a great tool for selling properties in a non-traditional format. And now I want to talk about timing. Timing is a tool. And if you use the timing as a tool, it will serve you faithfully. Timing is like me speaking into the airwaves. I don't see you this morning as I'm talking into the microphone, but I know you're there. And by faith, I know that you're listening. Well, timing is kind of the same way. We know that certain things happen year after year after year. And sure enough, I went back and I studied the Washington, D.C. metro real estate market. I went all the way back to 1963 and I looked at what were the patterns of when the most houses sell for the most money in the least amount of time. I'll say that again. When is the best time to sell your house to get the most money in the least amount of time? And when do most houses sell in that capacity? Well, it happens to be at a very specific window from the middle of February up until the middle of May. There's also a good market that occurs from the middle of to the end of August up until about the middle of October. It's not nearly as strong as the first market that I discussed, that mid-Feb to mid-May market. So why is it so important to consider putting your house on the market then? I'm going to give you an example where I put two houses on the market for $800,000. I put those houses on the market at the end of February. It was actually aggressive to my client, who really thought they should put it up in the early part of March. But I said, no, I know there's snow on the ground, and I know the yard doesn't look good, but there's no inventory right now, and the buyers are out there. We don't see them yet, but I know they're there. And sure enough, we put both of these houses on the market within a few weeks of each other, and we sold them both for well above list price. In one case, $845,000. In the other case, $28,000 above list price. Now, those same houses, just 2.5 months later, putting them on the market at $800,000 would have resulted in sales in the 760s and 770s for both properties, because the lack of demand had taken place because inventory had increased, and the pent-up demand that occurs early in the spring where buyers are concerned that values are not going to stay the same, that anticipation of appreciation. Again, that anticipation of appreciation that prices might go up causes fear and causes people to spend money. You remember, if you recall the inflation of the 1970s, people went out of their way to go buy gas one day, even when their tanks weren't full, because they were afraid by the next day a gallon of gas would cost a nickel more. Well, the same is true in real estate. If people are afraid that prices are really on the move, then they will jump to purchase. If people are afraid that the federal government is going to raise interest rates through the Federal Reserve, then they will jump out to try to lock in a rate. That causes buyers to buy as well. There are some factors here that flow and ebb that also affect how long that spring market might be. I've been in markets in my almost 30 years in real estate where I've had buyers who've come through a property in March in multitudes, and 2 weeks later, it's as if everyone left town on vacation. There was no interest, the market completely ebbed, and my clients look at me and say, what happened? So we have to be careful. We're in a dynamic economy where supply and demand are constantly shifting, and timing is very important. When I went back to 1963, and then I've studied the market since then, and I've been in the business since 1987, so that gives you some perspective of the longevity I've had and the number of bull and bear markets that I've worked myself through. I've sold thousands of properties, so I know what I'm talking about. You might have found the right realtor for the job, and that's great, because there are plenty of good realtors out there. But we must look at putting the pieces of the sale together. And the first leg you need to fit into your stool that you're going to sit on, that you're going to rely on to sell your property is market timing. So the specific date you want to have your house sold and settled will determine how much time you have to prepare and therefore how quickly you need to complete your work. At what point in the calendar year are you looking to sell? And more importantly, at what point in the year did the comparable properties sell that you're using to base your value? I've met with sellers who showed me comparables for houses that went under contract in February and settled in April and say, look, this just settled a month ago. That's how much my house is worth. And I'll look across the table and I'll say, yeah, I'm sorry, your house isn't worth that. It was 2 months ago. And they look at me like I'm from another planet. What do you mean? How could you say that my house has fallen that much? Well, if you look at a year, at the length of a year, and you say average prices are up 5 or 6%, sure. But you have to look at how you're putting your house in the market within the given year. And when is the right time to put it up for the most amount of money? Some of you cannot wait until the spring of next year. Some of you cannot wait until the fall of a given year. Some of you need to sell. I understand that. That's okay. We sell houses every month, all year long. We don't have an issue with that. But pricing has to be handled in a way that considers the timing. If you got time to consider this, you should get a copy of the Market Ready Guide, which I've been talking through today. It is just comprehensive, really guides you through thinking, even how to interview a realtor before you hire one. Do you have any idea how to do that? Some of you haven't sold a house in 30 or 40 years. You're thinking about making a move, and you don't know really who to hire. Do you think you want it to be Jane, the local realtor who lives in the neighborhood and has sold a lot of houses? Or do I want to talk to that giant team guy? Or do I want to talk to Eric Stewart? Do I want to talk to somebody about how to sell? How do I interview real estate agents to decide who's the right agent or group to help me sell my home for top dollar? Well, in this, I've given you 10 great questions to ask a realtor so you can take notes. And I mean, this is pretty consumer-oriented, isn't it? I'm in the real estate business, and I'm giving you the tools to interview realtors. It's a good thing, right? I want to help you know what the tools are that will help you effectively sell your house for the most amount of money. If you want to talk to me, I want to encourage you to call us and get a free copy of the Market Ready Guide at 1-800-900-9104. Again, that's 800-900-9104, and leave a message there with your name and your address, email address as well, and your phone number, and we'll send this out to you absolutely free. We print this. It's in a beautiful, glossy cover. It's very attractive. It's got a work section at the back so you can take notes. And we just want to give it to you, want to help you make a good decision in your future. Well, thanks for being with me. We're coming up to the end of the show, and I want to revisit just the three things we talked about. The quiet listing, which is a great tool for selling in unusual circumstances, the guaranteed buy, and market timing. Right after this, I'll give you my closing thoughts to get your house sold for top dollar in any market. Don't go away.